is the frequency in use, VE7OR.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
It's 10 o'clock, and good evening, 2200 hours, and welcome to the Thank God It's Friday Net 4. I can't believe it, December 26th, Boxing Day. My name is Merlin, and I will be your net control tonight with V7RO Exchange in North Burnaby. My personal call sign is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo. Well, a little bit of allergies here, so don't mind the voice. This net takes place on Fridays at 10 o'clock and is open to all amateur radio operators and is basically a round-robin net. The purpose of the net is for late amateur operators to enjoy late-night conversation, share ideals, and any topic break. We'd like to thank the BCFMCA for the use of the repeater, as well as allowing us to use one of the reflectors, 9009, this evening, which will open us up to a little more of Vancouver and, of course, anywhere in Canada, right? We'd also like to acknowledge that we are on the land of the Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish, and Musqueam Nations, and we thank their support of allowing us to operate of my transmissions here in Vancouver Strathcona neighborhood of the downtown east side of Vancouver. This repeater is sometimes used for emergency coordination. When you are called, please have a short break between transmissions to allow any emergency or priority traffic to break in. Net control also leave a short break when responding. Break. Okay, so let's see how we do for this evening. I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season, Christmas Day and that, and probably most of us are all turkeyed out or maybe hammed out or whatever your culture is. And we also want to say Happy Hanukkah to those that celebrate that type of thing. Okay, let's move on to VE7ROX, James, for check-ins. Please, James, if you'd like to take a group of how many you want with the call sign, name, and get things going. VE7ROX, VE7OR for the TGIF net.
Yes, the Thank God It's Friday net, a.k.a. TGIF. Watch the echo there. I don't want to be on Echo Beach. Let's see. So, this is a net that runs a little bit later in the evening than your usual evening nets, occurring usually between 7 and 8 o'clock. We are now a minute or two past 10 o'clock, top of the hour. And this is perhaps a more relaxed time of the evening than those earlier time periods. Some nets have a question of the day or a topic of the day, but here it's just freewheeling, a freewheeling type of net where anything goes, unless Merlin has something in mind. Say whatever comes to mind, maybe a technical question, and we will see if we can come up with an answer. So those who wish to partake and say something, I will start putting a few call signs on the paper. Is there anybody out there?
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike. Uniform Juliet Michael.
Well, there we go. Uncle John's music. UJM. We got one in the paper from down in the deep south there. The deep south of Surrey, that is. Anybody else out there?
Victor Echo 7, Hotel Victor Bravo.
We got HVB. Harry, also in Surrey. Didn't catch what part of it. Surrey is a big place. Anyway, there's two on the paper. Anybody else out there?
7, Mike, Quebec Delta.
MQB. Or is that D like Delta? MQD. That would be Michael in Poco. VE7MQD. Oh. Nope, make that Victor Alpha 7 MQD. You're number 3 on the paper. Any more out there?
Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform.
YUU. Sounds like Jason. 100% solid copy. good, clear audio, sounding really good. You're number four on the paper. Any more out there?
Victor Echo, hold on. I got to turn up the echo so I sound like you. VE7LTD.
VE7LTD. Sounds like Dave there, sounding good. And yes, we are connected to channel 9 of the Vancouver reflector. And other places can connect up to us. I had the Nanaimo repeater VE7ISC connected to this one. So you are, what do we got here? Number 5. Any more out there? Well, Merlin, you want to take up those 5? And maybe some more are waiting in the wings.
Yeah, why don't we start with the 5? It is a holiday season. Good evening and welcome to the Thank God It's Friday Net for December 26th. This is a return to Victor Echo 7 Oscar Romeo. My name is Merlin, and nice to have 5. That's normally what we normally start off with, and then we get another allotment of 5, and we just go from there. But it is the holiday season, so it may be slow tonight, especially this time of night. Probably people are having maybe late turkey and didn't do it yesterday and are all comatose on the chemicals of it and passed out with the microphone on the floor or something. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, welcome to the TGIF net. Please go ahead.
Why, thanks for having me. Not much to report. I think I already reported that I took your advice and got that Gucci antenna. Mainly because I got the 220 rig that pumps out at 60 watts. So I'm going to go over to the Surrey Club and drag that radio along and hope somebody has some way of, maybe has the cord for it. I ordered it. It's going to take forever to get here, but I'm hoping somebody's got one of those radios at the club or can point me on how to whatever. I'm going to figure that out. Got the new antenna, so once that comes, I'll be sorted for 220. I'm excited to hear how it sounds on the other end. So that's about all I got to report for you, Net Control and ROX. Thank you guys for doing this. And, I'll pass it back to you and I'll be listening. Thanks. 6 seconds. I just was looking at something and it said 6-7. Oh, my God, if anyone of these freaks out for that.
Well, this is an open discussion, Net, and I'm sure we've heard other different protocols. By the way, I forgot to mention, we want to thank all the scanner listeners and those that don't have the opportunity to transmit to the Thank God It's Friday Net. Welcome aboard, especially the newcomers that may be listening, getting their license or whatever. So good to have you on board, Johnny. I'm glad you got your new antenna. I think that one will suit you fine. It'll cover 3 bands. If it was a 2-band type, of course, a little more gain, but there's lots of substantial gain on the Comet CX333, and being a multi-band antenna, that should work well. I was kind of shocked when you emailed me, and I seen the sticker shock of the price on them now. God, I can imagine even what a GP9 costs now in money and dinero. So thanks for being with us, and we'll put you down as the second round. Good evening, Harry. I hope you had a great Christmas and the festive season and what have you. VE7HVB to take it from VE7OR.
No, good evening, Merlin. Good evening, Jim. Victor Echo 7, Hotel Victor Bravo. No, just sort of passing through tonight. Had a great day yesterday, dinner for 10. At the house here, and a good time was had by all. So yeah, a bit of a turkey coma. I'm just going to chill for the next few days before I get next week off too. So nope, just enjoying the net, in and out of the room. So I may or may not be around for the second round. But again, Jim, we really appreciate you doing the net.
Yeah, very good, Jim. Well, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, talking radio 10 o'clock on a Boxing Day after getting beat up all day. I was actually horizontal. I'll be honest, yes, I had a second fill of turkey, and it attacked me, and I went to sleep, and I looked at the clock and went, oh, my God, oh, my God. I thought it was Saturday morning. I'm in a lot of trouble here, so thanks for being here, Harry. We'll give you a shout anyway. If you're in or out, we'll do it that format tonight and see what prevails there. Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Quebec Delta. Michael, good evening for a Friday. How are you? Come on in.
Roland and Jim, this is Victor Alpha 7, Mike, Quebec Delta, testing out the new speaker mic that Santa Claus brought. And, yeah, just there's a question I'd like to ask either you, Merlin, or Jim, whoever will respond. Why is it that VHF 2 meters and UHF 70 centimeters is higher power than the 1.25 meters to 20 band? I don't get why it's so low in power rating.
Well, I'm not a perfectionist on that, but I know there's someone in here that will be able to answer that question once they get on the microphone here, on the list here. But I would probably think it's just the way the rules are, and I think 1.2 gigahertz would have to, I'm going to just say, because of the radiation and the RF that it may prevail in that type of frequency spectrum may be harmful for your health. That's what I would think. Let's throw it back over to Rox for a second, and maybe he has a better understanding of that, and we'll continue on from there.
1.2 gigahertz, the 23 centimeter band. Well, cell phones operate up in that area, and some cordless phones even go up to 5 gigahertz. Propagation is different up there, a much shorter wavelength. They do penetrate differently than lower wavelengths like the 2-meter band and frequencies below that. That's just the nature of the beast. But you can use any power levels you want, up to 1,000 watts in Canada and the United States, so power is not an issue. Your typical mobile transceiver is 40 to 50 to 75 watts maybe. And handhelds can go up to 5 watts, maybe 7 or 8 in some special cases. But that's how that works. 2 meters and 70 centimeters, they do have different propagation characteristics. 70 centimeters in places like downtown can penetrate concrete and steel and rebar. The buildings there may be more so than 2 meters. And there are repeaters in downtown Vancouver in amongst all those buildings on both 2 meters and 70 centimeters. So that's how that works. Back to net.
Yeah, that sounds like a great answer, and I'm sorry, I got a little thrown off when you mentioned up to 1 kilowatt. I don't know if regulations allow that on 1.2 gigahertz. Well, as an advance, I guess you could on V or U. I don't see a problem there. I can't remember RIC guidelines on that, but I think it also has to seriously do, and you're right, Rox, different types of reflection and what have you for VHF and UHF. Of course, I believe truly from having a UHF repeater that a UHF repeater, especially in a downtown core, operates a hell of a lot better than having a VHF where your reflection of signal in that is a hell of a lot better of getting in and out. So we'll leave it at that. We're going to pass it back to Michael. I'm sure there'll be a couple others that I do know in here that will have a good answer for you on that, probably a lot better than mine. I think Rox probably gave you a better answer. Back to you, Michael.
Okay, thanks for that. Wouldn't a 6-meter be better than the 1.25 meter then in quality or in, like, I know radio-wise, trying to get a radio or something with the famous 2-meter and 70-centimeter and the sometimes 220 band, I would rather go the other way towards 6 meters. Back to net.
Well, I don't want to hold it up too long on this, but I'm sure after the net there'll be a lot of conversation if you want to ask questions about it. Not a problem. 6 meters is a sporadic E-layer type of frequency. It is more of a summer warmth type of band, a very nice band actually for propagation when it is open. 6 meters is interesting. I used to run on 6 meters downtown with a VR6, an omnidirectional antenna, and it's interesting. A lot of people do like 6 meters. For instance, V7 Fox Whiskey, Don is a regular on the lower mainland here. He likes playing with that, and I think people that have played with that band really enjoy that band. It's a very interesting band. It's one of those bands kind of like you can say like 80 meters is not a daytime band. It's a nighttime band, so it has a whole